This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel struck Gaza on Monday, and witnesses reported blasts in the besieged territory south, but fighting had largely subsided on the second day of an army-declared quote-unquote pause to facilitate aid flows. The relative calm came as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his war cabinet, reflecting the country's political fractures. Israeli media said the move was meant to counter pressure from far-right politicians seeking a greater say in decision-making. The United Nations says the percentage of people in the world who have fled their homes to protect their lives has doubled in the past decade, but in Gaza, families say no matter how many times they run, they cannot find safety. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports.
The United Nations says roughly 120 million people are now forcibly displaced worldwide, living outside their homes, forced to flee wars, persecution, and other human rights violations. Most people who flee are searching for someplace safe, but in Gaza, residents say there is no such place inside the enclave, so they keep moving to stay alive. Few families have escaped Gaza, but the vast majority remain because the borders are closed, and escape requires far more money than most displaced people have left. Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Trucks carrying humanitarian aid were seen driving through a crossing in southern Israel on Monday, a day after the military announced it would hold daily tactical pauses in fighting along one of the main roads into Gaza to facilitate aid delivery into the Palestinian enclave. The military had announced the daily pauses starting at 5 in the morning for 13 hours. In an area north of the Kerem Shalom crossing. This